Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sean Doyle is here. Sean's a 16-year member of our Brain Trust, co-founder and principal and director at Fitzmartin, Inc. He's helps people all over the place, large and small, put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He's the author of Enabling Profit, and also his new one's called Shift, 19 Practical Business-Driven Ideas, and he's our good friend. Sean, welcome back.
Good morning. You know I love small business. What better place to be?
We're so cute and cuddly, aren't we? That's the reason you love us so much, and we appreciate that. Hey, Sean, one of the things that every business, every small business deals with is making that final push. When all the objections have been heard and the customer tries to bring them up again and they're putting us off or even if they're not, we're trying to make that last little push to push them over the finish line, over the goal line to make the sale. Sometimes we need a little extra help. What do you think?
Well, the only thing I love more maybe than small business is helping small business owners with behavioral science applied to sales. And that's what you're asking me. Gosh, every business owner has that list of deals. They thought they had it. They had the proposal in hand. But everything just looked beautiful. And no one signed the deal. No one bought the item. And I've got this great insight from the behavioral scientist. There's four things that always help people buy. And not manipulate people to buy, but help people to buy. And that's what I wanted to share today. What are those four insights that every business owner can apply to help get some of those deals that they just couldn't close?
Wouldn't that be
a great day, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. What's the first one?
The first one? Well, we call the first one helping relationships. And when you've got that person, they've got their proposal, they still need a little help. So if we can take your sales hat off and then shift that over to let your other customers be the salesperson for you, mm-hmm. those testimonials. You know, ad agencies tend to use testimonials early. They put them on websites. They put them in ads. Those are all early stage techniques, and they work. They create emotion and rational reasons to do things. But the most powerful place for a testimonial is actually when you hand that proposal over.
Yep.
What if you had a website or a web page on your website, and on that page was deep, in-depth, what it's like to be a customer of your business?
Mm-hmm.
5-minute interviews. You've got someone making a big decision to change the way they do business. I'll take 5 minutes to watch a video.
Mm-hmm.
Early stage, I won't take 30 seconds to watch a video, right? We all click past ads because we just don't want to deal with it.
Right.
But if I'm getting ready to make a change and buy something, I'll watch a deep testimonial interview. Very powerful tool. Very few marketing firms know to equip businesses with those long form late stage.
But you know what, Sean? I'll take this another direction, a variation on this theme. I've said to someone, "How's it going?" They say, "Well, I've got this. I'm trying to close this deal with this guy." And they mentioned the name, and I say, "Well, I know that guy pretty well. You want me to call him?" And they would actually say to me, "No, I think we got it handled." I mean, why would you turn down?
Yeah.
Somebody who could be a referral, you know, a solid gold referral. I mean, obviously they knew I wasn't going to screw the deal up. I'm just going to call and say, "Hey, these are good guys. I heard you're thinking about doing business with them. You ought to do it." And they would say, "No, I think I got it handled." And, you know, maybe I don't even know whether they got the business or not, but But I'm not turning that down. If you think you can help me, I'm going to let you help me.
Yeah, maybe they're scared of you. I don't know, Jim.
Maybe so. Maybe so. You never know. But you know, the I do think some people are afraid to if your approach to this customer is so fragile. Now maybe the customer's squirrely. Maybe they're a little squirrely, and that happens sometimes. But if your closing process is so fragile that you can't introduce a proof source, then maybe you don't have it locked up like you think. What do you think?
Oh, I'd agree. And that should be a signal that you're maybe not as late stage. Mm-hmm. Another reason people don't close deals when they hand proposals over is the customer actually wasn't ready to buy yet.
Right. It wasn't time for the proposal.
Exactly. I think that's wise. I think that's wise, Jim. And, you know, the second technique or the second process, we call them arrows. It's like arrows in the quiver. You can pull mm-hmm. these arrows out. The second arrow is positive substitution or countering. So if you're not as late stage as you think, what a great time to offer a free trial or a lower risk if it's a big purchase by doing a pilot project. Almost anybody will. Well, if it's big or mid-market business, almost everybody can authorize under $10,000 in a pilot project. Mm-hmm. So create proposals that have pilot projects and with clear expectations. If the pilot goes well, then we buy the big thing, the big proposal, the big opportunity. But if it's retail and we're talking about smaller price points, everybody knows, look at Spotify, Netflix, I mean, all these companies that give you these free trials, because mm-hmm. they know once they get in there and they see that product or service, they taste it and they love it, that's when the conversion happens.
Well, so, and also in selling, one of the great closes of all time is the puppy dog close. I mean, if you can get somebody to take a puppy dog, if you're selling dog puppies and you can't make any sales, and you say, look, just take it home. And bring it back tomorrow if you're not happy with it, you know. Let your kids spend the night with the puppy and bring it back tomorrow if you're not happy with it, you know. That's the car dealers have been using that for years. Just drive it home and bring it back tomorrow if you're not happy with it, you know. And so you're right.
Yeah,
the free trial or the puppy dog clothes, whatever it takes, folks. It's a tough world out there getting business clothes. You got to use all the arrows in the quiver, as Sean says. We're going to come back. We've got a couple more of his fundamentals that we're going to talk about that will help you. I'm Jim Blasingham, 20 After, right back with Sean Doyle. Fitzmartin is the name of his company.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.